Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Glamour Hey It's Okay podcast. If you like half-baked opinions on things that really don't matter that much at all, then you are totally in the right place. Welcome to Glamour's Hey It's Okay. Today we have a very exciting special guest for you. First of all, I'm going to introduce the slightly not so exciting but still wonderful Glamour team. I'm Jo Elvin, the editor of Glamour. We have James Williams, associate editor.
Hello, hello.
And Kat Brown, our social media editor.
Hello.
But the main event today, we've actually had the roof of the cupboard extended. It's cost about 80 grand over the weekend. Yeah. It's just we could get your height in here.
That's on my rider.
It's Rylan Clark.
I'm
here, everybody.
Yay. This is so exciting. I'm in a cupboard.
Yes.
A cupboard
it's
full
so
of gadgets.
Cupboard-y.
As we say, we give you glamour, high octane glamour.
Listen, I would expect nothing less from Glamour magazine.
It's making you look, if it's possible, even manlier because you just look
so
tall.
Butch.
Yeah.
It's unreal. I'm surrounded by gadgets. There's some laser hair removal items. Half bottles of water.
I mean, this is the A-list right here.
No, I've made it. This is when you know you've made it, when you're in the Glamour cupboard.
And I know you wanted to see the Glamour fashion cupboard.
Yes,
but
I think there's been a bit crosswires.
With the sort of like the gadgets.
I mean, I didn't know this was here and I won't leave now.
Do you know what though people don't know about the Glamour fashion cupboard?
What?
Is it's not really a Glamour fashion cupboard. It's a Glamour fashion cage.
How kinky is that? It's actually a fashion cage.
Well, I used to work in cosmetics. So we used to have a cage, mainly because it became harder to rob from when they put
exactly
the cage in.
Yeah.
Is that the same here?
Yeah. Totally.
Well, it's because you kind of forget.
I'm the worst offender. You've got to watch me.
No, see, I was all right because I worked for Benefit. We had aprons, so many a pocket.
No, well, I'm Australian, you know.
Oh, yeah, well.
Convict jeans.
You know, I'm not going to go.
It does
ahead.
Make sense. You kind of forget on an average cover shoot, it's about 50 grand's worth of clothes.
Mm. Yeah,
so, you know, you need a cage to lock it down.
Have you done this? You really know you've made it as a celebrity, Rylan, when if you do those shoots where some of the accessories like the jewelry comes with its own security guards. Have you ever had that on a shoot?
I haven't, no, but when I got my wedding rings done, they had to be flown over with someone from Geneva. Is that sound right?
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah.
So you don't have an armed guard with you now?
Security guard had to fly them in from Stansted, yeah, the diamonds, because I had a maid.
And how long have you been married now?
I've 9 and a bit months now.
Is it
magical? Congratulations.
Yes, yeah. All right. It's just the same with Selfridges vouchers.
What's not to love about that?
Do you know what I mean?
I can't remember not being married. I've been married 16 years.
Oh, how do you feel about that?
Thrilled, obviously.
Yeah.
We talk about the cage again.
Relishing every dream moment. Yeah.
Yeah. There's more enthusiasm about the cage, wasn't there?
The fashion cage.
I do love a
screw
cage.
The marriage.
Let's talk about moving swiftly along. Let's talk about the Extra Factor.
Yeah,
you are doing such an amazing job.
Oh, thank you. You can come on.
Oh, please. I'm good at a half baked opinion on things. That
I mean,
don't
and that's
matter.
All we ask for from our guests.
You are more than qualified, right?
Literally, that is the panel dream.
But see, it's really fascinating to watch you become. You know, you're sort of like doing This Morning. You're doing the Extra Factor. You've got your second series commissioned.
It has. Yeah, I didn't know I could say that until about 10 minutes ago. So that's nice.
It's pretty. really exciting. I mean, you are well on your way to national treasure status, sort of like accomplished television presenter. I hope it doesn't sound rude, but I never would have predicted that for you when I first saw you.
And I'm glad.
The X Factor.
I'm so glad. And that, do you know what? That makes it even more worthwhile, because I was like national joke and I owned it. But I knew what I was doing. You know, I've just done my book and I put it all in there and said, you know, I wasn't stupid. I knew that having the long blonde extensions, the sparkly trainers, give me 8 weeks, I'll be all right.
And, so what? Yeah. When you were standing in that audition queue, and I watched it just before.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
And, oh, you such a beautiful specimen of a man. My God.
Like,
I mean,
a gay
Jesus. I'll never be that groomed. A gay Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, how many people can we offend with that one?
No.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the only offended one here is your husband.
Yeah.
At the moment.
He never listens to anything I do anyway, so it's absolutely
It's
fine.
Better that way.
My poor husband, he already hates all my clothes. Now he has to hate whatever I come up with on the podcast. But what were you thinking when you were standing in the audition queue? Did you have a plan?
No, I was thinking, I'm Ginger, it's 30 degrees, and I've been out here for 8 hours. I'm going to collapse. That's what I thought. And then by the time I got on stage, I had sunstroke, so I was just delirious. I don't even remember it, to be fair.
Amazing.
I remember shouting at Talisa, and I just had a lovely day. It was just a nice little Monday afternoon.
Best way to tackle
that
room, I think.
Do you know what I mean?
But is it nice now going all the way back to almost where you started, going home almost?
The best thing about going back to the X Factor, and I never ever thought I'd say this, but I've gone back to the X Factor for a rest. And I never ever ask any contestant or anyone that's even been part of the show. I know you've been there a lot. It is the most stressful thing ever. But to be able to turn up when I want, because I know what time I'm on air, and not being told we need to get you there for 7:30 in the morning for rehearsals, and then you don't actually do anything till 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's my most hated thing about television.
I learned to sleep in corridors on that show. Mm. It's come in handy since. I'm asleep now.
I'm not offended at
all. No. This is way better than last night's dream.
Just when I hear the cage rattle, I'll wake up. I'm like,
Gucci calls.
Hello, dear.
One of the things that we talk about a lot is whether or not it's okay to cry in the workplace.
Oh.
I kind of feel like you have had some experience, some hands-on experience.
I don't know why you would ever think that. I've got no idea why.
It's just, maybe I dreamt that.
Maybe you did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it depends where you work. Like, if you're on the checkout at, you know, Tesco's, and you're putting through a melon, do you know what I mean? And then, you know, you're having a bit of a moment, you know, I think, yeah, it's fine, you know, like, poor old Jean on aisle 6 having a little cry over the melon. But I think it's okay to cry at work as long as your colleagues know that, if that makes sense. So as long as you all get on and it's like, I'm having a little cry, this has happened, oh, that's fine, oh, it's fine, come here, let me sort you out. But if you worked for, like, I don't know, maybe in a church and you were a vicar and you started crying during...
I think you're right. It's all about, I think, the level of, well, not responsibility, but if you were at your doctor's surgery and your doctor started breaking down crying in front of you, it wouldn't really give you a lot of confidence in their ability, would it?
No.
And I think we always say here we're very lucky, because I think in the kind of more creative field, you can get away with, I think, being a bit more passionate across everything.
You can cry at Glamour.
It's mandatory.
That's fine. Like, you can cry at Glamour. But, you know, if you are like someone who's there, I mean, I won't say who, but one of my very close friends went to see a therapist, and the therapist cried during
that's
session about her own life.
Oh, no.
And you think, come on, 65 quid an hour. I'm not here to talk about your worries. I'm here to talk about my own problems, babe.
That's getting a
That's probably not a good time to cry at work.
A definite cause for a refund.
Yeah. But and she didn't get it, which is a shame.
I cried. I think you could probably count on one hand the times I've cried at work and at Glamour, and it's usually celebrity related.
Oh, go on, talk to me. Come on, it's only us.
Literal
in a cupboard.
Tears of frustration, I think. It's
go
not...
on, who? Oh, I know, I love that. I love finding out the horrible
when
one.
When I cry at work, it's when the anger's got nowhere else to go but out my eyes.
Yeah.
And that happens once in a blue moon. But
any names?
Well, I can tell you, it wasn't her per se, but first ever cover shoot for Glamour magazine was with Kate Winslet. And right. for
Who
all...
also has a parking space at Elstree Studios, just in case.
Really?
Yeah, bit of knowledge for you. We're an educational podcast.
Wow. That is. Well, there you go. It's important to learn something every
you are
day.
All welcome.
Thank you so much for the knowledge and wisdom that you brought today.
Babe, honestly.
I forgot what I was talking about now. Kate Winslet, first cover. For all sorts of boring, sort of like admin-y, misinformed reasons, the night before the cover shoot, which was already late on deadline, her people said, oh, she can't do it. It's not going to happen. And I did cry that day. And I cried in front of my boss that day.
Did she do it?
She did do it. Yes, we rescued
it. Is it because you cried?
She didn't see me cry, but her people did. So should I be
Joe's
telling this story?
Joe's tears make
I don't
things
know.
Happen.
Yeah. No. I mean, look at my career.
Well, this is kind of what I wanted to talk to you about this. Now, I mean, that was probably the most iconic on-screen cry that I can remember.
I don't think anything else has been made into a GIF as much as that.
Yeah. No, it hasn't.
It's incredible.
I am a meme.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get money for that?
No, I wish. But annoying. I do. A little nice little fact is that 2 years ago when I was speaking to one of the head bosses of X Factor, they went to the X Factor World Conference. So once every 2 or 3 years, X Factors from all over the world all gather in like Geneva or wherever it is. And they do some big conference about the best sort of success stories from each country, you know, what they want, what the vision is. And my crying breakdown was shown to every X Factor boss internationally. And the man running the thing said, this is what we want in every country. I've changed the world.
Wow.
Just those X Factor
There are
bosses.
People crying in Papua New Guinea as we speak.
But no one can recreate that.
What is my eyes doing? How do I make my eyes do the thing?
But Ryan, I have to ask you, I think it would be really easy, I think, for you to try to rewrite history and sort of bury that. And you haven't. You've actually...
I have tried, babe.
The lawyers aren't as good as they used to be.
I mean, Psycho, they're a force to be reckoned with, let's be fair. No, do you know what? You've got to own it. Like, yeah. I wouldn't enjoy what I'm doing as much now if I didn't have the lows on the way up. And do you know what? I think if I was on X Factor and everyone went, he's a great singer, you know, he's going to win it, he's the best person in the world, none of this would mean anything now because I was just giving it on a plate. But I had to work for it, and I love it now.
Sometimes tears can launch a career.
Tears of a clown in general... make lives better, I think.
But I think, I mean, obviously this doesn't apply to a place where you really have to be a Billy Big Balls, like in finance or somewhere where it's just shutters down, absolutely no sign of humanity whatsoever. But I think very often, and particularly in your case, what really drew people to that was that it was a sign that there was a human being in there.
Oh,
and being excited.
And let me just explain myself. I was in Dubai the night before. Obviously, we'd all done all that we could do, so we decided to have a little beverage. We were staying in a beautiful 7-star hotel, just opened. We all had personal butlers. You'd ask for, say, a vodka and Coke, they'd bring you a bottle of Absolut. So it was great. And we were all in the pool till about 7 in the morning, told to go to sleep. At 8, we were woken up. Makeup on, 50-degree heat, hungover to the point where I was like Gabrielle with an eye patch. I could not see a thing. And then I was told my life's about to change. So... I mean, anyone in my position that didn't do what I did, you're not right in the face.
It's either that you'd literally just have fallen straight over and hit the floor.
Yeah.
And I think your reaction was better.
It went on for 26 minutes. There was medics. Dubai medics.
Who had never seen anything like it.
No, but they did have some lovely incense sticks that I took from them, which is really nice. They were like smelling salts.
Therapeutic.
But Dubai, Ian.
Yeah.
So next time a cover star threatens to pull out overnight on the day after deadline, I'll just get some incense sticks.
Babe, you're laughing.
There's also a huge difference between being a man who cries at work in general and being a woman who cries at work.
Yes.
And it's a little bit more loaded, I think. I don't know, there's something about, oh, you see women in the workplace.
So emotional.
Yeah.
So emotional.
Hysterical woman crying.
I think the problem that I've had in the past is that I'm quite an emotional person. But if ever I do cry, it's not because I want to show anybody up or anything, or make anybody embarrassed. It's because there is physical liquid forcing its way out of my eyes and I can't stop it.
And if you don't let it out your eyes, it will come out otherwise.
Well, exactly. And God
and
bless,
that's the last
God
thing you
bless
want at work.
A large proximity to good numbers of toilets, basically.
That is never so okay to do at work.
It's just like you work for a women's magazine and you get them sent in sometimes to promote.
possibly a little bit out of our demographic, but yeah.
You never know. You never know.
We hope.
Happens to the best of us.
Hysterical lady.
Yeah.
The next kind of napkin.
Yeah. Good luck to you all.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Is it okay or not to be a female lech is what we're calling it. Now, this came up. We've got the Poldark boys in our new issue, sort of like a lovely shoot with them. And Aidan Turner, he sure does get his fair share of female leches, doesn't he? And
he's not, very beautiful.
He's not very happy about it. And I guess there's part of me, I can understand it. I can understand if he was a woman and there were men sort of going,
get your top off.
Yeah, every
that
single
That is the
picture.
Noise, actually. You've got the noise down. Can you do it again? Yeah, that's the noise. Sorry, just wanted to confirm to the listeners that was the noise.
Also, listeners, when I do that, I scratch my thighs at the same time. Yeah. So it's like a full of...
Yeah. Barry Humphreys, full circle. Yeah.
Might rub my nipples occasionally, but there's a thing if I'm really excited.
I can help you with that.
Yeah, we sometimes also have to just use the fashion cage just to lock Jo in it until she's calmed
down. This is why we record this in a cupboard, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, just so I can be closer to the subject. But I mean, you know, I think I can be guilty of being a female lech sometimes, but then I'm old now as well. I'm really getting to the age where everyone just excuses you.
It's a hard one because also, you know, we have, and we do agonise over it a little bit, whether it's outdated, but we have to embrace the 100 sexiest men. It's one of our biggest traffic drives on the website. Mm-hmm. Girls really vote for it. We had some like 500,000 votes last year. It's, you know, it's a big sort of, it's basically one of the things we're probably most known for to our readers. And, you know, we do sometimes wonder, you know, is it a bit outdated? But I just think you've got to ultimately have a sense of humour about things and take it as a compliment the way it's intended.
I don't want it to become borderline illegal to find people attractive.
No. Yeah.
Men or women.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I think there is a very fine line between admiring and being a physical lech. Like, there's a definite fine line there. But I do think we just live in a world that is so PC at the moment. If we're on air, or you watch something like Loose Women or something like that, and they're saying, oh, it's Aidan Turner, he's so gorgeous, he's so dreamy. If that was Loose Men, and they were talking about, I don't know, a girl in Hollyoaks going, oh, she's so beautiful, she's so this, God, she's gorgeous, people would be outraged.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it seems okay for women to do that. And I think it is okay to do that. And I think it's okay for men to do that. But there is a very fine line.
Do you know what I think that fine line is, actually? I think it's creepiness.
Yeah, yeah.
Massively. Yes. If you look at something like Magic Mike and Magic Mike XL, which genuinely were, well, Magic Mike XL, generally, and one of the best films to come out in the last couple of years. Like, really funny, really on it, just absolutely brilliant, and had a lot of blokes taking all their clothes off.
Yeah.
That sort of thing just feels like the 90s when you had stuff like Basic Instinct and Sliver just being turned on its heads, because those 90s films where the girls were all naked and flashing their foofs and everything, there was nothing ironic or jokey
about it.
And
telly as well. And telly as well. Remember like Something for the Weekend with Denise Van Outen and things like that. Like, loved it. And it was all, you know, pretty girls, pretty boys, you know, showing a bit of flesh and stuff like that. Yes, we live in a world where, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. Look, there is no problem by saying, oh my God, he's gorgeous, he is so beautiful, or oh my God, she's gorgeous, she is so beautiful. But like you say, the second it becomes creepy, like...
Well, I think the interesting one is Andrew Castle got all that grief, didn't he, during Wimbledon, when he said about, I think it was the British tennis player whose girlfriend is a dentist, and he just literally said off the cuff, oh, I wish my dentist looked like that. And he got all this grief, being accused of being like dinosaur.
I think that's really unfair.
That's what you lose your...
Crazy.
I love this country for the fact that we do have a good sense of humour, and I am worried that things like Twitter and Instagram is actually killing the British sense of humour a little bit.
The other day on This Morning, Ruth said something that she'd say to me any other day, like a little joke. She's one of my best friends, and everyone was outraged on my behalf. And it was like, why are you annoyed on my behalf? Yeah. I found it funny. I've not got an issue.
I think there's a whole swathe of people out there on Twitter just looking for things to be
worry about
angry.
Your own lives and stop worrying about others. They can defend themselves.
Like I said, they'd have an argument in an empty room. There are those people on social media who...
They'd have an argument in here, I'll tell you that.
I mean, when I think about things like Our Sexiest Men, because I do have that inner struggle sometimes, thinking, oh, God, is this sexist? Is this, you know...
Have I made the list this year?
Yeah, well, you know, you got to get voting, my dear.
Okay, darling.
Yeah, it's reader-voted, so get out there and campaign.
Okay.
But I kind of feel that if we're celebrating men for being good-looking, the list is always made up of people who are not famous for being good looking. They're famous for their achievements and their
quirks.
Talents.
And having charisma and something about them. There's like nobody there who would just be like a bliss poster boy from 1993.
For me, the problem is, you know, women being sort of like rated on only whether they're good looking or not. Whereas I don't think that we would do that.
Definitely. You look at some of the men's mags that over the years have just done hottest women, and it would just be like, this woman is super hot. She's won 5 million Oscars and like saved several countries and that sort of thing. But really, she looks fantastic in an apron, and look, we photographed her in a pair of tiny, tiny pants.
And we airbrushed her breasts.
Yeah, airbrushed literally absolutely everything about her to an inch.
And in the same breath as well, you know, those magazines are still doing those lists, but no one ever says to men's magazines, oh, you should be held accountable. Whereas I think that we always talk about this all the time. It feels like women's magazines have a whole different like set of rules that we have to be above the law, be like almost like, you know, leading like in terms of... Like,
bothered. You know, all I'm going to say is, if you don't like it, don't buy the magazine, and your circulation's doing great, so well done.
Or if you don't like it, just buy it anyway.
Burn it,
please.
Buy it and burn
it's gonna be a cold winter.
I want to talk now about life plans, and hey, is it okay to really not know what the hell it is you're doing with your life? I get so many emails every week from readers who want career advice and get really, really freaked out that they haven't worked out everything that they want to do with their lives. Mm. And I sort of feel like, you know, I've had a lovely career, but I'm kind of also at the point where I think, well, you know, I wonder what I will do going into the future. I don't think I can be the editor of Glamour when I'm 60.
Why not?
Maybe I can. I don't know. But I'm very interested, Rylan, in what you've got to say about this, because I feel like you have been a bit of a Renaissance man. You have kind of, I think when you were standing at that audition queue that day at the X Factor, you possibly didn't have yet worked out what you wanted to do.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. And I have learned very, very quickly, and especially, you know, last month when everyone got their GCSE results, it was a big moment for me, because I've got a 16-year-old stepson, my nephew's 16, so they're both going through it together. And they both didn't get every single grade that they wanted and were so down. Mm. And I was like, why are you so... down? They're like, well, because we need this to do this course and we need that to do that. And I was like, there is so much pressure on kids, especially teenagers, people in their 20s, people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, to impress, to know where they're going, to have that life mapped out. Well, let me tell you this, things change, babe.
Mm.
Things change. I worked in cosmetics for years. I absolutely loved it. I started out in hair. I was a colour therapist at Beverly Cabela. Absolutely loved it. And that's what I thought I was going to do. And the next thing, and I'm just hosting every show on the telly.
Is that all?
But I do a lovely highlight.
Do you know, it's amazing actually that we're talking about this, because this Wednesday, my dad celebrates his 40th anniversary in the job that he got after you leaving university.
Oh, what's he doing?
Incredible. He's a lawyer.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
Next, I know. We all are. But it's
he
quite
comes
useful.
In handy though,
exactly.
Don't he?
Well, I haven't been to prison yet. And next year he's going to retire from the only job he's ever had.
That's
and you
amazing.
I know, but you contrast that to me. having like worked in journalism and found jobs that I really thought that I'd be at forever, and then the job changed, or they decided they didn't want the job anymore, or, you know, the moon did something weird.
They
or
were anti-tall.
Quite, exactly. Yeah.
I've been at Glamour for 13 years.
Wow.
And I remember even it got to like the 6-year period and people were like, oh gosh, you're still at Glamour. And it was almost like it was like a dirty thing. And I was going, well, the thing is I'm really happy here.
I think that's what I keep saying,
I'm embarrassed that I'm not bored.
Yeah, and that's, I think, you know, but whatever
happens. That is the dream situation for anyone to be in, I'm sorry.
Definitely.
But I think people do find it bizarre, because I think, like you said, Kat, your dad, that's an incredible example. But, you know, I think in this day and age, people do feel the need to be a little bit of a magpie and flit around and try different things.
Oh, let's not talk about magpies. No, I had a bit of an experience recently with a magpie.
Was it not two for joy, Ryland?
I think we need to hear this.
It was
one for sorrow.
And I always, you know, salute a magpie. I'm very super.
Yes, they are. I'll tell you now.
Yeah. So I'm in my garden, just in all my garden done like Big Brother. So it's all artificial. It's all been LED'd. Everything's like lovely. And I was just sat there looking at my new garden when I see a magpie. And I was like, oh, little magpie, give me a little salute. You know, one for sorrow and all that. Then I saw another magpie. And I was like, oh, it's two of them. Then there was three. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. What a find. And then one of them flew into the tree, dragged a baby pigeon out of the tree and decapitated
it. Oh my God.
They're evil.
Horrible little bastards.
Do you know, I remember, this was all, I was about 8, and my little brother, who was about 5, I remember him clinging to the trunk of a big tree while he was being attacked by 2 magpies.
Bastards.
And all I did was sit there wetting myself laughing.
It was literally like Alfred Hitchcock's The Bird.
Do you know what? They'd peck your face off if you They'd rub your eyes if you weren't looking.
The idea of people being magpies now is more to do with the idea that there are so few stable jobs around now, particularly with loads and loads of people fighting for them, and with tuition fees having gone up and so many different ingredients, that people are being forced to go into what is termed the portfolio career. And so you could be writing by day, having a copywriting job by night, training to do something else and doing like 5 other billion things, which is great if you're feeling secure and not, but otherwise it can be so stressful.
There's a big saying in Essex, and it's very much how to get a Range Rover. There's only 2 ways: drug dealer or reality TV star. And that is the general consensus, but let me tell you this, you don't have to be neither. You can get a Range Rover if you really want one, just by working hard, kids.
Or lease hire.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
But I think that's the thing. I think we do live in it, and I think you touched on it, Ryan, when you said, you know, young kids, and I think 20-somethings, even girls that work at Glamour, they put an incredible amount of pressure on themselves to get somewhere higher up the ladder, get paid more money, you know.
You will get
And I always say, and everyone laughs at me, but my only mantra, because I hate all kind of self-help stuff like that, but the one mantra I always love is embrace the middle. I genuinely am quite happy where I'm at.
I tell you what, I wish I made more of not being who I was, and I spent my whole life every single day wanting for people to know who I was, wanting for people to come up to me in the street and want to be interested in me, wanted them to have my photo, wanted that. And the day it happened, which was overnight on the X Factor, I realized I didn't make the most of not having what I didn't already have.
Yeah.
And that is the one piece of advice I'd say to all the contestants this year. I said to absolutely everyone, for all we know, you could have 10 minutes and you're forgotten about, and you go back to exactly what you were doing. And it's not just about being famous or recognised, it's about in life as well. You want these big jobs, you want these big paid jobs. With that comes the pressure, with it comes that. And I always wonder, God, why do these like celebrities or, you know, big directors of companies, you know, end up turning to drugs and, you know, overdose and piss all their money away and all of that? Because they miss what they had before, and that was no responsibility, no one judging them, and in my personal opinion, being unknown. I miss that.
I think it's really true that you have to be careful what you wish for, because, you know, success does breed pressure. And I think it was what you were saying, James. I think I meet a lot of women who are putting pressure on themselves to get the big salary or the big job. And actually, you can be really, really fulfilled and happy in not the biggest job, not the biggest salary.
And also in yourself. I think so much of particularly what everybody's saying about when you're in your 20s is just to do with trying to find your identity and struggle for all that. And I just remember, I know it's a cliche about hitting 30 and, oh God, I haven't achieved anything. I basically got to 30 and just had a big sit down for about 2 years because I was knackered.
Lovely.
I've been working my ass off all the way through my 20s, as we all do, particularly in you know, really competitive industries like the media.
And that
your
chair is now up for auction on our eBay official chair.
It was a very comfy chair.
We do need the money. Yeah. We need a bigger cupboard.
We all do. But no, be careful what you wish for, because you know what? It might just come true.
Yeah.
I have had so much wisdom gained today.
Well, as a Sunday Times number one best-selling author, you should have expected it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and more so than I could ever have dreamed. Can you just come back and say wise things every week?
I will happily come back every week dressed as an owl and just spout wise things all over.
I think we might have to have to lock you in the fashion cage along with Joe at times.
And also,
have
a lovely time. Do
that. You've also helped us because this very hot cupboard, all we need to do now is just put Lilettes under our arms.
Yeah, well, not the Lilettes.
No, not the Lilettes.
The Lilettes for the nose, please.
I've got it wrong already. Sorry.
But like always Ultra. Great.
Nice for a bit of a sweaty pit, everybody. Yeah. Heard it
it really does hold in the liquid.
Nothing else away. Take away that.
So, Rylan, we can see you on the Extra Factor on weekends.
Yes, you can.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
I enjoy that more than I actually enjoy watching people warble through their stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're not the first that said that.
No,
actually, that.
No, I won't be the last. Thank you so much, Rylan. Clark Neil.
Thanks, everyone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.